Не бъдат несрещни. Не? Тисти, ки желив богатства, несречни, радоведни ин... Ки ищо абсолютно ресница. Ки ищо освободитов. Ин... Ин... Катери измед них ние драги Кришни? Уси са драги Кришни. Окей. Ин... Катери е най-боль драги Кришни? Тисти ки ищо ресницу. Окей. Ин... Катери измед них досежио освободитев? Измед... Шестю. Ама не. Тисти ки желио денар, тисти ки со несрешни, тисти ки со радоведни, тисти ки ищо ресницу, тисти ки желио освободитев, ин тисти ки желио само послушати о Кришни. Шест. Ананья бхакти, кевала бхакти, гьяна бхакти ин сакама, штири сакама бхакти. Измед них, катери досежио Вайкунтху? А кевала бхакти ке пойде? Всі досежують духовний світ. Всі досежують духовний світ. У складу з тим, кай пише, кай пише Шрішна Чакраварті Такур. As opposed to worshippers of the demigods. Тисти, ки обожують полбогов, досежують зачасні результати. Окей. Ін закар чоловік мора предатися Кришні. Кай не функціонира? Все па не функціонира. А ке легко найдемо Кришну? Повсод. Ін кай заради тега морамо наредити, дабы нашли смо Кришну? Ин у складу с седмим поглавием? Предати се. Закай люди, Кришна е повсод, закай люди га не видео? И кай Кришна, кай говори Кришна, закай го не видео? Заслеплене от гун. Постаю три гуне, и ми смо привлачени до тих три гун, и заради тега не видимо Кришни, катери е повсод, ки е повсод. В тим тренутку ке є Кришна в учильниці? Світлоба. Шеке. Усліках. Окей. Шеке.
Серцу.
Води. Окей. Води. Fragrance from the flower. Yes. How do you say? Вонь. Вон цветов. Шеке. Расогам апсукан тея прабхасми шаши сурео пранавах сарваведешу шабдах ке звук. Всак звук. Омкар. Ом. Говоримо ом. v knjigah, povsod. Okay. Dobro. In kako Krišna naziva tistih, kateri obožujejo polbogov? Manj inteligentni. In kako naziva tistih, ki pravijo, da postal iz, da oseba, božanska oseba postala iz brezosebnega sijaja, kako jih imenuje? A? Da nimajo nobene inteligencije. Tisti so manj inteligentni in ti so nimajo nobene inteligencije. Okay. Kaj še? Kaj še spomnite se? Zakaj smo v iluziji? Sovraštvo je poželjenje. Ok, sovraštvo je poželjenje. In zakaj Krišna naredi tako nepravico? Krivico? Ok, da tisti, ki obožujejo polbogov, dosežejo začasni rezultat, celo če obožujejo s istim naporom. In tisti, ki obožujejo Krišno, dosežejo večni rezultat. Zakaj napor lahko ten sam, je isti, ampak rezultat tisti dosežejo začasni rezultat, tisti dosežejo večni rezultat.
Krišna je
večen polbogov, pa ne. Not as quickly. Okay. So, zaradi tega obožujejo polbogov. Okay. They think they are independent? Okay. Huh? What was the first? So?
They don't know knowledge. They are ignorant.
Ah, so vneznanje. Okay. Yes. So Krishna pravi, da to je samo pravilo. Devam, deva yajanti, mad bhaktayanti mamapi. Tisti, ko obožujejo po Bogu gredo do po Bogu, tisti, ki obožujejo ga, gredo do njega. Bilo bi zelo zanimivo, če bi obožavali nekoga enega in pošli do nekoga drugega. Samo pravilo, samo naravno. Okay, very good.
Didn't finish 28.
Yes. Yes. So, let's read the 27th verse. Ye sham tvandagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandamoha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrata.
Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination.
Determination. So, we need determination.
When our sins are finished, then we are filled with punya, with piety, and then we will be free from dvandva moha, from delusion of duality.
Delusion of duality. So this delusion of duality is what breaks our determination. When we think, oh, this is good and this is bad. So when we are advanced, then we do not say this is good, this is bad. Then when we have enough proper punya, then enough proper piety, then we are fully determined. It doesn't matter for us. We don't think, because how do we think good or bad? What is our idea of good or bad? Pleasant, unpleasant. It's not even based on intelligence. It's just pleasant, unpleasant. Right? So therefore we think, oh, this is unpleasant. Oh, getting up in the morning, oh, this is not good. Or giving up meat, no, this is not good. Doing some austerity, no, this is not good. Enjoying, yes, this is good. Yeah. So therefore our determination is broken. Instead of hearing about Krishna and studying about Krishna, we think, oh, there is such a nice sun, maybe I can go and enjoy somewhere in the forest a little bit. It's good for health. This is good. This will be good for me. Yeah. But if we have enough punya, then we don't have this duality, good or bad. We just see, this is service, this is not service. That's all. So we don't have this delusion of duality. Like, don't like. You just know it. I need to do this. Right? You don't think. Just like if you have work and you wake up every morning at the same time, then after 15 years, you don't think, oh, should I get up, should I not get up, or this is... You just get up. You don't think about it. And even after you are retired, oftentimes, you still for 10 more years, you get up at the same time. Because it's... So you don't argue about this. So you're determined. You just think, this is what I do. This is my duty. So this is called dridhavrata, fixed vow. Fixed vow. This is nishta. This stage of devotional service called nishta. You know that there is unsteady devotional service. So first, faith, shraddha. Yes, so you know this. These are certainly important points. You know? So you have Shraddha, then Sadhusanga, then Bhajana Kriya. You take initiation and perform service. Then Anartha Nivritti. You remove anarthas, and then nishta. This is where you are totally surrendered, completely surrendered. And then ruchi, taste, okus, and then asakti. Navezanost, ruchi, asakti, and then finally the transcendental nectar, bhava. This is the goal. And then prema, and then all the fun begins. In tu se začne celo sa zabava. Yes. Že pri bhavi se začne. Začne. So, dridhavrata, fixed. So, that's nishta. And as long as we have anarthas, so we think, oh, maybe something is better than devotional service. So, this is a... You can see this is a short review short review of the elevation. Purification, punya karma. So you can see our yoga ladder. Karma yoga, you know, punya karma. Then dvanda moha nirmukta, so this is jnana yoga. Then dridhavrata, this is dhyana yoga, being fixed in meditation. So karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. And then bhajante. Then bhakti, devotional service. I think. So it's a short, Krishna gives a short glimpse of these stages of psychological advancement here. So now I can ask you, so it looks like bhakti depends on punya. Does bhakti depend on punya, on piety? Bhakti does not depend on anything. But Krishna says, one who punya karmanam, then they are dridhavrata.
If we have some punya, then we can be more close to bhakti. Not that this.
Okay, punya is helpful. Okay. It's. But bhakti does not depend on punya. So, the acharyas explain that there are three kinds of punya. You know about this. Yeah? I think we discussed this in Nectar Instruction, as far as I remember. It's touched upon there. You remember that?
Punya connected to karma or to jnana or to bhakti?
Yes, exactly. So, punya means piety. How do you say in Slovenian? Pobožne dejanje. Pobožne dejanje. Pobožnost. Okay. Pobožnost. Okay, so now, so there is... Karmic or bhogonmukhi? Bhogonmukhi sukriti. So sukriti means dejanja, so many dejanja, and bhoga, vsi vedejo, kaj je bhoga, vsi vedo, kaj je bhoga, kdo ne ve, kaj je bhoga? Bhoga, uživanje, bhoga pomeni uživanje. So this is sukriti, which leads to enjoyment. So this is karmic. Then the next one is mokshonmukhi. Kdo ve kaj pomeni moksha? Kdo ne ve, kaj pomeni moksha? Moksha pomeni osvoboditev iz materialnega sveta. Sukriti. So, okay. In najbolj zanimivo za nas je bhaktyunmukhi. For many, well, bhakti, you know, it's favorable for bhakti. How do you say? Ugodno za bhakti? Ugodno za bhakti? Kakšne primere? Lahko mi...
This bomb, it's like opening hospitals.
Opening hospitals, yes. Bolnišnice. Še kaj?
Schools.
Šole. Še kaj?
Uh,
charity. Do what?
Dig wells.
Yes, wells.
Ulice.
Yes, yes, yes. What else? What did you say? I didn't hear.
Charity.
Charity, yes. Give charity. How do you say charity? Dobrodelnost.
Okay. And some examples of mokshon mukhi.
What do you... Austerities, okay. Strogosti. Kakšne so strogosti? Kaj je strogosti?
Stand on one leg.
Okay, so fasting. Post? Post. Odrekanje se od čega? Yes. Okay, studying. Okay, studying, endeavor for knowledge.
And Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti is what?
That's devotional service. That's not Sukriti.
Okay.
Agyata Sukriti. Like what?
You help devotees.
Yeah, you help devotees. You help devotees. So, pomagaš bhaktam. So, maybe you give a donation to a devotee. Give a donation to a devotee. You take prasadam.
Take a book.
Kupiš knjigo, slišiš harinam in misliš lepo, alebo mahaš roko, z rokom, živio. And you know, so Prabhupada, when he was walking every morning, he would greet people around, he would say, good morning. Because he tells them good morning, and what will they tell him? They will say good morning. So they wish a devotee good morning. So that's Agyata Sukriti. So that's that's a good wish for devotees, right? Or somebody brings him a glass of water in the shop. He brings the books, and they say, no, we will not take the books. It's actually amazing. Just he came to some boutique, some expensive shop, with his Indian Bhagavatam, you know, this red, funny-looking Bhagavatam, and you know, there is a boutique, and there is this lady standing there, you know, in this shop window, and he says, "Can I talk to the manager?" And the manager comes, "Yes, sir," and you know, there's this strange-looking man, and he says, "These are very important books. Can you please put these books on the shop window? And if somebody buys, you will sell them to him." You know, just imagine you go somewhere, you know, downtown to. what do you have there, Miller, or something? And tell them, can you please put or something more expensive? What do we have? Some fancy
emporium.
And you tell them, can you please book our books there on the shop window? You know, so he said, "Well, sir, you see, we don't sell books, and maybe you can go somewhere else." So then Prabhupada said, "Okay, can I have a glass of water?" And then, "Oh yeah, sure." So they go, you know, they're polite people, they bring him a glass of water, he drinks. And then he goes. And I think at the end, the guy bought for himself the books, or he did something. You know, after he brought the glass of water, he did some service, and he kind of made this. Some advancement, and then he thought, I could do something. And I think he bought the books. So this is Agyata Sukriti. That's why pious people, they have a better chance to perform this Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti, because they do other Sukriti, they are ready to give donation, they are interested in studying, so therefore they will be first to also give charity to a devotee or to read Bhagavad Gita. So they have a better chance. Even though bhakti does not depend.
Hare Krishna.
Lahko greš? Kje?
Krishna dela nič je obubožna
Lahko je zničijo, lahko je zničijo, ampak če je to bhakti, je neuničljivo. Je neuničljivo?
To je zelo, ugodno, no, profitable, very, zelo ugodno. To je nekaj, kaj je neuničljivega. Veliki dobrobit, ok. Yes? It gets covered. Se pokriva. Ampak ne uniči se. Mora človek trpeti. Včasih trpeti dolgo. Ampak to se ne uniči in ko se očisti, ko stane se pametni, spametuje, tedaj spet začne s tej točke.
Yeah.
There is an exchange. If somebody criticizes, then he takes the sins from this person whom he criticizes and gives the punya to that person. So okay. So Krishna is saying therefore this punya, what is this punya? The acharyas are saying that this punya, which makes one fixed, is created even by one glance of a devotee. In Narisimha Purana, Jiva Goswami quotes, it is said that even a servant of a devotee purifies people he sees from all sins just by his glance. Not even a devotee, but a servant of a devotee. And in Narada, Pancharatra says that anybody initiated into a Vishnu mantra, and Krishna mantra is a Vishnu mantra, by looking at anybody, just by one glance, purifies that person from sins for 100 births. So this is why giving classes is very beneficial, because you have many people looking at you, many devotees looking at you, and so many Vaishnavas, servants of the Vaishnavas, and so it's very purifying. Just by glance, you get all the required punya. Prabhupada writes in the purport. It's the second paragraph. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from their delusion. The devotees are traveling just to help others. Also, the acharyas are quoting Amara Kosha dictionary, which defines punya as that which is pleasing. So they say that which is pleasing to devotees. So that's punya. Okay, so now, can you please maybe break into pairs and discuss what duality of good and bad breaks your determination? But we will have a break. You got scared for a moment, no? I will not. No? Yes, 700 questions. They go direct. So let's have a break. So in the break, did you try to see Krishna in somebody?
Mm-hmm. You tried?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
good. And how did you feel?
She just wake up now. She was like, what?
But how did you feel about this exercise?
Well, this is super that you asked, because I didn't think about it. I just said, because it is homework, but I didn't stop and try to feel.
Yes, so we are told to remember Krishna. Remember Krishna in everything, in all the matter, as is described here in the 7th chapter, in the demigods, in karma, in yaga, in the soul, because we are Krishna's energy. And this is the exercise we should do, see Krishna in everything and everybody. It seems I forgot to switch on the after the break or whatever, after the discussion, so we didn't record this last part. Anyway, this is the essence. Remember Krishna. So, chapter 7 tells us, remember Krishna. Vzpominjaj se Krishna. Yes? And chapter 8 tells us, why should we remember Krishna and how can we remember Krishna? Zakaj spominjate se Krishna in kako lahko spominjamo se Krishna? So, Krishna ended chapter 7 by mentioning 7 terms and saying that those who remember him, those who know him at the time of death, like that as the essence of these 7 things, they come to him. They achieve perfection. So naturally chapter 8 starts with Arjuna's questions. And we have discussed how even half of this shloka can make free you from terrible conditions. So let us chant text 1. Arjuna uvacha kim tad brahma kim adhyatmam kim karma purushottama adhibhutam cha kim proktam adhidaivam kim uchyate. Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the self? What are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. So the same questions. So what is Brahman? Is it Jiva or is it Paramatma? What is Brahman? Is it me or is it the Lord? So, knowing that Krishna is the essence of all these, Baldevi Dibhushan says that this knowledge, devotional knowledge, is not destroyed even at the time of death. So even death cannot destroy this knowledge. That Krishna is the essence of Brahman, Adhyatma, Karma, Adibhuta, Adidaiva, and then text 2. Adhiyagyam katham kotra dehesmin madusudana prayane kayalicca katham geyosiniyatatmabi. Who is the Lord of sacrifice? And how does he live in the body? O Madhusudana. And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? So Prabhupada says in the purport, Lord of sacrifice may refer to either Indra or Vishnu. Because Indra is also Lord of Sacrifice, very famous. Then he says, in the purport, Arjuna nagovarja gospoda z Madhusudana, kajdi Krishna je nekoč ubil demona z imenom Madhu. Ta vprašanja, ki so jih porajali dvomi, se pravzaprav ne bi smela pojaviti v umu Arjune, ki je Krishna zavesten bhakta. Ti dvomi so kako demoni. Demoni? No, demoni. Ker je Krishna zelo spreten ubijalec demonov. Га є Арджуна тука й наговорив, наговорив з Мадусудана в упанню, да Бо Кришна убив демонське двоме, ки со взникнили в ньому.
So Madhusudana, killer of demon Madhu, quite a famous demon. And then, yes, how to remember the time of death?
Kako te lahko tisti, ki ti v dano služijo, spoznajo v trenutku smrti? In v komentarju Šila Prabhupada citira Maharadžu Kulašekharu. Maharadža Kulašekhara pravi gospodu, zdaj je moj miren in povsem zdrav sem. Če umrem takoj, misleč na tvoje lotosova stopala, bom zagotovo dosegel popolnost v danega služenja tebi. Če pa počakam na naravno smrt, ne vem, kaj se bo zgodilo, kaj ti takrat moje telo ne bo delovalo, kot bi moralo. V grlu me bo dušilo in morda ne bom mogel izgovoriti tvojega imena. Zato bi bilo bolje, da umrem takoj. Umrem takoj. Kdo se počuti isto nekoč? Da. Bilo bi bolj, da bi umrl, da umrem takoj. Nekoč tako se čutimo. Ampak nekoč to ni je ljubezen do Krišne, ampak to je poprosto želja osvoboditve. Želimo osvoboditve od kakšnega trpljenja.
So this is a famous verse from King Kulashekara. Tvadiya pankaja panjaranta vishatumei panjaranta. So seven terms and one question. And you can see that Krishna answers seven terms in two verses, and this eighth question in 24 verses. So very quickly.
How to remember him at the time of death. So that he gives most attention to. So can we please have somebody write out these terms on the flip chart? Do we have somebody who can write? I think Slovenia has a very high literacy rate. As far as I read. В санскриту. No, in two languages. So in Sanskrit, these terms. So you can just write the seven questions. What are the seven questions? What is the first question? What is Brahman? Okay, so the first one is Brahman. You can think that it should be enough for the seven terms, and then they are meaning also somewhere nearby or beneath. So make spaces between. So first,
Brahman. What is Brahman? What is the second question?
Adhyatma. Yes. What is Adhyatma? Third one? Третье прошение?
Yeah, leave some space for translate, for answers.
Ah, so it should be smaller.
Yeah. So, second is Adhyatma. Третье прошение? Какшно є третье прошение?
Карма.
Є матеріальний світ. Адхібутам.
Адхібутам.
Thank you.
Adibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhiyagyam. Okay, so verse 3. Shiva Gavanuvacha Aksharam Rama Paramam Svabhavodyatmam Uchyate Bhuta Bhavod Bhavokaro Visarga Karma Sangitam.
And can you please read the translation of the Acharya?
The Supreme Personality of God has said
Adhiyagya, Adhiyagya.
Njegovi lični naravi popravimo adhyatma, adhyas. Delovanje, zaradi katerega živo bitje razvijajo materialna telesa, se imenuje karma ali delovanje za čustveno uživanje.
Okay, so what is Brahman?
Soul.
Indestructible.
So indestructible, can you say it in... Neuničljivo bitje. I think it's Slovenian for everybody. Neuničljivo živo bitje. You can use
another color. Maybe. Neuničljivo živo bitje.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what is the next one?
See you in the Mataji. Druge vprašanje? Kaj bilo? Druge vprašanje? In kaj je odgovor? Kaj je adhyatma? Kaj je adhyatma? Vidiš to v...
Ok, večna narava...
živega bitja. Večna narava živega bitja.
And three, kakšno je bilo tretje vprašanje? Karma.
Ok, na liniji jemu nama reči. Kaj je karma?
Delovanje.
Kakšno je delovanje?
A kaj Krišna pravi?
Ali bakte delujejo neprestano? Ampak je to karma ali ne? Kaj pravi Krišna v tem verzu? Kaj je karma? Tako pravi tam?
Karma je delovanje s
čutnim. Kje to je?
Huh? It's written like this?
Yeah. In the end, but it is more
like
human in the end. Yeah. Delovanje, zaradi katerega živa bitja razvijajo materialna telesa. To? Uh-huh. Yeah, because there is no čutno uživanje in English.
So, sorry, I thought it's...
Okay, so how can you make it short? Delovanje, which produces new bodies.
So action which produces new bodies.
Delovanje, ki poraja, ustvarja nove telesa.
So, karma to, yes. To nije samo delovanje, ampak delovanje, ki ustvarja nove telesa. In nove. In nove.
Nova.
Nova? In nova. In nova. In še nova. Ampak nova ne v tem pomenu, da so nova in dobra, ampak nova in stara.
Starajoča se.
Se.
Nova starajoča se. Nova umirajoča se telesa. In nova umirajoča telesa. In nova
umirajoča telesa. To je karma. In kaj
je adhibutam? To je v naslednjem verzu. Vers 4. Adhibutam kšaro bhava purushaschati daivatam adhiyagyoham evatra dehe deha britam varam. O best of the embodied beings, the physical nature which is constantly changing is called adhibhuta, the material manifestation. The universal form of the Lord, which includes all the demigods, like those of the sun and moon, is called adhidaiva. And I, the Supreme Lord, represented as a super soul in the heart of every embodied being, am called Adiyagya, the Lord of Sacrifice. So, kaj je materialna narava? Adibuta. Okay, so kaj je adibuta?
Ki? Materialna narava, ki?
Ki se nenehno spreminja, ki se nenehno
spreminja. Okay, so adibuta. Materialna narava, spremenjajoča se... Okay. Yes, spremenjajoča se materialna narava.
So, you know, we all want that it stays. Vsi želimo, da obstane, ampak nič ne obstaja. Vse se spremeni. Vse se spremeni. Spreminja. Yeah, we want the skin to remain young.
It doesn't.
We want shika to remain thick. It becomes thin. If it stays at all. And so forth. And we want some miseries to go away, and they don't.
Okay, so adibutam, spremenjajoča se materialna narava.
In adhi daiva. Kaj je adhi daiva? Kaj je adhi daiva? Vira druga,
universal form.
Kako se to... Okay, kosmično telo gospoda.
Krišnove kosmično telo.
Kaj sta očesa kosmičnega tela? Telesa. Očesa. Kakšne? Katere? Očesa?
Sonce.
In? Mesec. Moon. Yes.
Eyes, yes.
Okay.
Oči, not oči.
Oči. Okay.
Yeah, the connection is still.
In kaj so lase?
Gozmišli.
Drevesa. Okay. In kaj so žili?
Reke.
Reke, okay. Vse veste.
Meso gore. Kosti.
Kosti, okay. Dobre.
Okay. Kaj je kozmičnega telesa?
A?
Mesec.
Ok. Vse bo dobro. In adiyagya. Kdo je adiyagya?
Krišna.
Kateri?
Nadduša. Nadduša, ok. So nadduša v vsakem telesu. Yes, nadduša. Nadduša, the super soul.
The seventh is how he stays
in the body, but
he says in the heart, so therefore
we can
we can skip it.
So it's okay. Thank you, that was good.
So ali ste zapomnili? Remember everything? So, what is Adhidaiva? Yeah, so one who writes, he remembers.
Okay, what is...
what is karma?
Okay, delovati za nova telesa, okay. Kaj je adhibuta? Spremenjajoča se? Okay. In kaj, kaj je Brahman?
Neuničljivo živo bitje. Ali mi smo, in mi smo katere živo bitje? Kakšne živo bitje?
Smo duh.
Duh. Smo uničljivi ali ne?
Večne.
Večne. Tako, da postaje kakšen razlog za strah?
Ne.
Vsi vemo? Vsi vemo, da ne. Theoretically. Theoretically. Vemo. So here there are different translations by different acharyas. On this point, they actually give different translations. So, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Adhyatma is Jiva. So Brahman is spirit in general, and Adhyatma is the Jiva. That's how he says. And yes, and he gives the meaning that you're giving, the nature or svabhava, meaning the spiritual nature, and he says svabhava, meaning the nature which helps you to achieve sva, svojega. And who is our, kdo je naš svoj? Kdo je naš svoj? Krishna. Yeah. Krishna za nas je svoj. Svojega Krishna.
Moj.
Dosežemo svojega Krishna. Ni kakšnega drugega Krishna, ampak svojega Krishna. So that's Sri Vishwanatha's explanation. Yes, eternal nature is service to the Lord. Jiva is a servant. Whereas Sri Baladev speaks about the conditioned nature. So Brahman, he says, is Jiva, and Adhyatma is the conditioned nature. So both are possible translations. But basically, the main thing we remember, that this is the personal nature of the Jiva, Jiva's nature.
Vechna narava. Okay.
Anything? Do you know these terms from somewhere else? Adhyatma, Adhibhuta, Adhidaiva? From where else do you know these terms? Yes, three kleshas, three tarplenya. Yes, three tarplenya. So also from the self, from the gross body, from the others, and this is from forces of nature. Sila narava. Very good. Tanya Madhaji, can you please read the first paragraph?
Prvi stavak.
3.
На глас.
Thank you. So this is the explanation of Brahman and Adhyatma.
So here we have some points. And Miriam Madhuri, can you please read from verse 4 the first paragraph?
Materialna narava se nenehno spreminja. Razvoj materialnega telesa ima 6 stopenj. Telo se rodi, raste, nekaj časa obstaja, proizvede nekaj stranskih produktov, ostari in umre. Materialna narava se imenuje adiputa. V določenem trenutku je bila ustvarjena in v določenem trenutku bo uničena. Kozmično telo Vsevišnjega gospoda, ki vključuje vse polbogove in njihove planete, se imenuje adi daivata. V vsakem telesu individualni duši prebiva nadduša, popolna emanacija gospoda Krišne. Nadduša se imenuje Paramatma ali
Adiyagya.
In prebiva v srcu živega bitja. V zvezi s tem pa je v tem verzu posebej pomembna beseda Eva, s katero gospod poudarja, da se Paramatma ne razlikuje od njega. Nad dušo, vsevišnja božanska osebnost, ki prebiva poleg individualne duše, je priča dejanj leti in je vir različnih stanj njene zavesti.
Yes. Thank you. So, what are the 6 changes of the material bodies? Born, se rodi, raste, razvija, byproducts, stranske produkti, dwindling, stare in umira. In nekaj časa obstaja.
Nekaj časa obstaja.
Okay. So, Baldev Vidyabhushan says that out of these 6, 2 are worth attaining. The 2 are worth eternally knowing. Which 2 do you think are worth eternally knowing? Adiyagya?
Brahman,
yes. So Adiyagya and Brahman, these 2 are worth eternally knowing. The others, well, we can understand that principle is Krishna, which is Adiyagya and Brahman, and then we leave them here and go where there is no old age and no suffering. And Krishna calls Arjuna some good name. What does he tell Arjuna? How does he call Arjuna here? Kako imenuje Arjuna? Yeah, best of the embodied beings. Why does he call him the best of the embodied beings? Yes, because he's inquiring. He's asking questions. He's not living like, you know, just a pot in the body without asking, who am I? What is this body? What is karma? And now, from verse 5 on, Krishna answers the last question. What was the last question? Yes. How to remember Krishna? How to remember Krishna? Is it a good question? Do we know how to remember Krishna?
No.
Okay, let's read text 5. It's very famous verse. Antakale chamam eva smaram muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samshayah.
And whoever at the end of his life quits his body remembering me alone at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt.
So we have so many things in our mind. How is it possible to remember Krishna alone at the time of death?
By seeing him everywhere,
by remembering.
Yeah, by seeing him in everything. So if we remember how, if we see how Krishna is present in everything, then we will, whatever we remember, we will remember Krishna.
So okay, there is a fly there. It's gone. So how Krishna is present in the, in that fly?
Super soul.
What else is there? What is energy of Krishna?
The body.
The body is energy of Krishna. Okay.
The soul,
the super soul. Okay. Of course, we don't think about flies usually at the time of death, but it's worth practicing. So, if we, because as Krishna, what we will remember at the time of death, that's what we usually remember. So, oftentimes they ask a question. So you can, it means I can live a sinful life. I can live, you know, impure life. And then just at the time of death, I remember Krishna and I go back to Krishna. Hmm? Did anybody ask you this question?
I
was asking.
Yes, yes. Yeah? But we can answer that they wouldn't like to stay out there.
Okay, they will not want to be there. So Prabhupada is saying, remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. So at the time of death, if I hadn't practiced in my life, if my life was impure, I cannot remember about Krishna. I will remember about things dear to my heart. I will not remember Krishna. You know this joke about the shopkeeper dying? You know he's dying, he's lying on the deathbed. And he says, "Wife, is my wife here? Are you here?" She says, "Yes, I'm here." He says, "Okay." And then he says, "Is the eldest son here?" He says, "Yes, father, I'm here." Okay, so the son is here. "Is the second son here?" "Yes, father, I'm here." Okay, so the second son is here. And the daughter, is the daughter also here? "Yes, father, I'm also here." And he says, "Then who is in the shop?" If everybody's here, who's in the shop? So he's dying, but you know, he cannot stop singing. You know, if everybody's here, who's there down, you know, behind the counter in the shop? So that's what we will remember. If we remember all our life the shop, that time of death we'll sing about the shop. So maybe next life we will be a rat in that shop. Or something else. So Prabhupada says, therefore one should constantly, incessantly, what means constantly? And incessantly. Brespasang. So do they mean the same?
Non-stop.
Do these words mean the same?
Yes.
Yeah. So Prabhupada two times says, constantly, incessantly, chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree. Tarori Vasahishnana. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. We discussed impediments. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments. So what do we do with impediments? But if it still impedes us, what do we do? And if it again impedes us? And it impedes us, what do we do? Okay. All right. So you have understood. Now see if you can practice. Yes. Tolerate. It's nonetheless tolerating all these impediments. Does it include living people?
Yes.
Krishna. Does it include the mind?
Yes, sure.
Does it include the body? Ключує. Ключує? Ключує. Тело, ум, все. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, so that at the end of one's life one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. So what do you need to get the full benefit of Krishna consciousness? What do we chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And? And tolerate. And tolerate. And then I mention Hare Krishna, Hare. So, how many times Prabhupada repeats the mantra here? So the editors, they came to Srila Prabhupada and they said, Srila Prabhupada, in this purport, two times in a row, you're repeating the full Hare Krishna mantra. So maybe we can edit one of these mantras out. So Prabhupada said, you can edit everything else out, but leave the Maha Mantra. He really believes in Maha Mantra. He doesn't write a literary book. From the point of view of literary style, it's not nice. He doesn't care. He believes, he knows Maha Mantra works. He has full faith. Maha Mantra works. Therefore, he doesn't say first time Hare Krishna, second time Maha Mantra. He says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every single time counts. Every single name has a weight, has a benefit. So, that's what he's saying. So we chant, how often?
Constantly,
okay. What if something, you know, need some distraction is there?
Tolerate.
Okay. So why? Text 6. This is the verse you need to know for the exam. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail. Without fail. Yes. Nalini Yamuna Maharaj, can you please read the purport? So who gets Krishna's qualities?
Think about him.
Would you like to have Krishna's qualities?
Yes.
Okay.
Tega se moramo dobro zavedati in kako lahko umremo v pravem stanju uma. Maharaja Bharata je bil velika osebnost, ker pa je na koncu življenja mislil na Jelena, se je naslednjič rodil kot jeden. Takrat se je sicer spominjal svojih preteklih dejanj, kljub temu pa je moral živeti v živalskem telesu. Misli, ki vznikajo v našem umu skozi vse življenje, odločajo o tem, na kaj bomo mislili v trenutku smrti. S tem življenjem si torej oblikujemo naslednje življenje. Kdo živi v guni vrline in vselje misli na Krišno, se bo na koncu življenja, da pospomni Krišno.
So in which mode should we live? Sattva. Okay.
To mu bo omogočilo, da si pridobi transcendentalno naravo, kakršno je Krišnova. Če se človek povsem posveti transcendentalnemu služenju Krišni, bo njegovo naslednje telo transcendentalno, duhovno in nematerialno. Da bi ob koncu življenja uspešno zamenjali stanje bivanja in najbolj odpojeno.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. So, Krishna says that yes, you just have to remember me at the time of death, but what will you remember in the time of death? Yeah, what we were thinking throughout our life. What we are thinking usually throughout our life, all the time in our life, that we will remember the time of death. Can you please say to that? So, that's why we need to practice. Yeah, you cannot, at the time of death, we will remember that which we always, we will go to the shelter we always go to. Yes, if in difficulty I take shelter in the plate of prasadam, or in difficulty I take shelter of intoxication, or if in difficulty I take shelter of some mundane drama, mundane, you know, in the form of mundane novel, movie, yeah. Then, or if in the time of difficulty I take shelter of my own strength, what should I do? My intelligence, I have to decide, I have to figure out, okay, let's think, okay, what can I do? Then what will I think about at the time of death? Our strength. You know, our who ever had some danger? Who among you ever was in some kind of a mortal danger? Kdo izmed nas? Par dni temu vsi smo bili v smrtni nevarnosti. Ker Uroš in Devendra Gopal bili so na strehi. Ampak we were not aware. Nismo zavedeli vsi tega. So, when you were in mortal danger, what were you thinking about? You remember?
Yes, I remember. I first see the situation is too powerful to... boat in the sea and there was a storm came. About, I don't know, 12 or 15 people, and it was hard to breathe, big waves, and young people.
Yes.
Young people, and I see, oh, then I remember the Simhadeva,
and I pray,
and sometimes miraculously they, in the open sea, they become to the bay back.
Yes.
Indonesia, 10 years ago maybe.
Yeah, very nice.
I was,
yeah.
Cannot see it, cannot read, it was too much.
Yeah. Very good. Can you please translate it? Yeah.
I guess many bark, it was much on the Uri, because there is no pure spirit, it's not on the city, it could also be there.
So we have to learn to always take shelter in Krishna. And you know, not in our strength, not in anything. We have to do whatever we can, but our heart's shelter should be in Krishna. I know for me this is a problem, because every time Krishna arranges some dangerous situation, I always remember about Krishna only later. Once the car was we were in the mountains and the car was going down the mountain, and then there was some traffic jam in front, and the driver was trying to stop the car, and the brake didn't work. So there was, you know, on the other side there are cars going the opposite direction. On the right there is a big abyss, you know, like 300 meters down, and in front there are other cars, and we are going down. And he's pushing the brake, and it doesn't react. Nothing happens. So clearly, you know, it's a dangerous situation. And what are my thoughts in this moment? I immediately think, how can we, you know, what should we do? Should we open the door and somehow try to, you know, break with the legs? Just, you know, but just imagine what kind of a intelligent idea it is. It's not a bicycle. Even in a bicycle, you know, it's it was a big car. But this was the car of the first book distributor, the biggest book distributor. And even though some people criticized him that he was distributing sometimes not in the best possible way, I could see that he is a very special soul, because his first reaction, his first reaction when he saw this situation, you know, that there is a danger, there is mountains, there is down, there is cars on the opposite side, and his first reaction was Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. That was his first reaction. He didn't think about. He didn't stop to think. Should I open the door, or should I jump out? What should I do? He immediately turned to the only person who was actually in control, who could actually do something. So, I mean, we need to learn to immediately turn, and then the brakes started working. And we didn't stop where we had to. So he went on to the. Over outside, and we stopped like almost near the little further than the last car. So, but we didn't crash. We didn't. It was okay. Everything was alright. But the point is, and only then when I remembered. Why didn't I remember about Krishna first of all? So where do I take shelter usually? So I'm not thinking about Krishna first. I first think what I do, and then I think next. I think about Krishna next. So this is why we need to train. So Krishna therefore says, text 7, Tasmat, therefore, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha mayarpita manobudhir mam evaishyasya samsayaha. And Denis Prabhu, can you please read really loud? Show that we can read loudly. So when should we think about Krishna?
Always.
Sarveshu kaleshu, at all times. Mam anusmara, so when Arjuna hears, think about me, so Arjuna may be happy, okay, so that I can do. You know, I didn't want to fight, and now Krishna tells me, you remember me, mam anusmara. But then Krishna immediately says, yudhyacha, and fight. But what does he say first? Fight or remember?
Remember.
Remember. So that's also with our service. What should we do first? Remember. And just remember?
And do.
Remember and do. Yes, both things. That's the challenge. When you're on the roof, you remember Krishna? Sometimes. What to speak about roof? We are sitting today. We were in Harinam for 2 hours, just singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. After half an hour, I remember. Do you remember Krishna? I'm looking at the people, thinking that they need some spiritual knowledge, and 2 hours I'm singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and only later I realized, did I think about Krishna and Radha while singing? It's amazing. You can sit in the temple in front of the big picture of Radha Krishna and among devotees in front of Tulasi and with a focused mind and listen, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and for 2 hours we may remember Krishna maybe once. Did it happen to you? Or am I the only one to whom it happens? So it's a practice. If even we are chanting and not remembering, what will happen if we are dying? Right? So that's the practice.
I have a question about this in the time of death. Because right now, well, probably you know that one of Sachinamana Maharaj's disciples left the world.
Oh yes, Adanandi.
Oh. Yes.
She was such a devotee.
Yeah, it's incredible. Sure. But I was, Maharaj also sent some one letter about her, what was happening before she passed away. And he went on meditation, Maharaj, and he said that it is not that I was with Krishna, it was just in my meditation. He saw Radha and Krishna, and he introduced Sadanandi to them, and they Radharani said that, I know her, we are already waiting for her. So he said that she definitely went to her. And my question is, Krishna here says that if Svadhyana posvetiš meni, ter um in inteligenco usmeriš name, už brez dvoma prišel k meni. But I wonder, do we need also first, before this, develop our relation one of the rasas? Because if I think of Krishna, but I don't develop any rasa with him, where I will go then after? And even if I will think of Krishna, but you know what I...
Yes, so do we need to develop a rasa? So to go to Goloka Vrindavan, yes, we need to know our relationship with Krishna. However, we also know some cases, what was her name? Very simple for the simple. You remember this book? In Scotland there was this Mataji. She was a bookkeeper in the temple. Didn't do. What was her name? I always forget. It's very, very, very simple Mataji. Not famous at all, and didn't do any special, like, very spectacular service. She was just, taking care of the temple, the accounts, devotees, cooking, and then she had the cancer, and then some time before death. She started telling that I'm getting some visions. I see Vrindavan, and then she said, "Today I saw Krishna," and then she said, "I saw Radharani." After some days, and then she said, "I saw Nanda Maharaj, and he wears a green dhoti and this turban, and he has a gray beard." And her husband knew that she never read any of these esoteric rasic literatures. And then a few days before death, she said that I saw myself. I saw that I'm 12-year-old girl. My name is Malati, and I'm doing garlands for Radharani. She said, Radharani, she introduced me to Krishna. And then she left. And then her husband, he actually found in some, he started looking, and he found in some Goswami books that her descriptions matched. That Nanda Maharaj does wear a green dhoti. He is dressed. He does have a gray beard, and just as she was saying. So if somebody is sincere, and serving Srila Prabhupada sincerely, even if it doesn't look spectacular, then Krishna will certainly take care. And this was also in yesterday's evening what Induleka Mataji read from Ramanuja Acharya. One of the things that Varadaraj told Ramanujacharya, that I will bring my devotee to me, even if he doesn't remember me at the time of death. This is a secret, It shouldn't really, we should not be too confident in, anyway, Krishna. Because a devotee doesn't think he's a devotee. He's not proud that he's a devotee. So, and Krishna, if we are devoted, then we should do what Krishna tells us to do, right? And if we are devoted, we cannot help but think about Krishna. We will think about Krishna. We will not be able not to think about Krishna. So Prabhupada emphasizes working. So text 8 therefore says, very important word, abhyasa. Anybody knows what means abhyasa? We had it in the 6th chapter. Abhyasa. Epimeni abhyasa. Vadima, vadba, yes. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagamina paramam purusham devyam yati parthanu chintayan. So abhyasa yoga, by practice.
He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. So Abhyasa Yoga, we have to practice. And what is practice? What is Abhyasa? Abhyasa means we do, and then we do again, and then we do again, and then we do again, we repeat. Ponavlyamo. Shainsha. So that's Abhyasa. So this is Abhyasa. Like, how do you become a good cook? Yeah, how do you become a good writer? You write? Yes. How do you become a good mridanga player? Is it enough to just go to somebody and write down, you know, the mantra for playing the mridanga? No, you have to practice, right? You have to go lock yourself in the cellar, you know, not to disturb others, and boom, 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 boom. Yeah, you practice. So how do you become one who remembers Krishna? You remember and remember and remember. You set a system how to remember. We have the morning program. We have the discussion, study. We read about Krishna. Yeah. So how to remember Krishna when we are chanting Hare Krishna? What do you think? Yes. How to remember Krishna while chanting? Kako spominjete se Krishna ko mantramo? Listen to the name.
Each
Krishna and Radha, okay. Have a picture. Okay. Okay. How else? Sveto ime je Vishnu. In kako lahko spominjamo se Krishna pri mantranju? Yes, Denis? Zavedeš da je tu, ko rečeš Krishna, zavedeš da je tu. There's no difference. Okay. In kaj lahko vemo, kdo je Krishna? Kako lahko vedemo, kdo je Krishna? And how will you know what Prabhupada tells? How will you know what Krishna tells in the Gita? We need to read. Yeah. Treba brati. Poslušati. Yes. So when we hear about Krishna, ko slušamo o Krishni, ko beremo o Krishni, to postaje priložnost da spominjamo se. There is a chance. We will remember who is Krishna. Right? Correct? So we hear about Krishna, about pastimes, and we hear and hear and hear, послушаємо і послушаємо і послушаємо, and then our heart becomes filled. Серце се наповнює. Наповни. Наповни. So that's a that's our practice. This is what we are practicing. And this is not only the lips, not only не само уста. And not only the even the mind, but also the heart. So everything, all this, and not only the heart, because this is what you get in India. You know, chant Hare Krishna. Oh, I'm always chanting. It's a lie. Yeah. So we have to engage everything. Maybe he once a month he thinks, oh Krishna. But how about the mind? How about the hands? How about the tongue? Yeah? So everything has to be engaged, and then we will be able to remember Krishna more and more. Then we will actually live with Krishna as with our friend or lover or master all the time. So that's our practice.
For example, needing to remember Krishna 24 hours, 7 days, of course,
Yes.
In behind you remember Krishna, but this remember is that that way, you know, it's not like with your heart, you know, because you need to be focused on that what you will work.
Yep. Okay, so we have what about people who have jobs? And I will tell you, it's not only jobs, it's even service in the temple. Correct? Even we can do something in the temple for, we can chant Hare Krishna and we can forget about Krishna. I have experience. I'm telling you. Maybe you don't have experience. And any service, we can forget about Krishna. So we have to connect. So we have to connect our work, our job with Krishna. So, therefore, at least in the evening we offer to Krishna. There is a mantra. At least we offer the fruits. At least at the end of the month we offer something to Krishna. Or, no, we offer something to Krishna. Or to Krishna's devotees. Better, so that's at least. At least now you can offer. Right? And then it becomes connected. But better, before you do, stop and think, why am I doing this? And in your mind, offer it to Krishna. See how it is connected with Krishna. See how you are doing this not for yourself, but it, let's say it's an outside job for money. Right? So then, in your mind, see the connection. That I have duties, I have maybe family, I have body, I have, you know, this, and I have to keep, you know, take care of the body and the family, for example. But why? To engage this body and mind in hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna in chanting. So that's why I am doing this. Right? To keep everything running healthy and smoothly so that I will hear and chant properly. Right? And also, we have studied the first six chapters, so we do this as karma yoga in a detached way. You know? So perform duties, seeing that this duty has been given to me by Krishna. All of this is, Krishna is also in that duty, in that job, in that work. So I'm also learning tolerance. I'm also learning to be detached and act without selfishness. So to do it nicely without expecting a reward. That's a challenge. In this way, even this karmic job, this karmic work becomes yoga. And that's what Krishna was speaking about in the first six chapters. It means that you are not only offering it before, but even during. You are reminding yourself, why am I doing this? Okay, I am doing this to please Krishna. I see that this duty has been given to me by Krishna. So even it looks material, but still, Krishna, we have read, Krishna is present everywhere. Krishna is in karma. Krishna is the principle even of karma. Krishna is the principle of Adibhuta, Adidaiva, Adiyagya. So this is Yagya. Do it as Yagya, as a sacrifice. Nobody said sacrifice is a pleasure trip. That sacrifice is for the enjoyment. That work by definition is not enjoyment. As yesterday I read the definition of a salary. A salary is the minimal amount required to keep you going to work in the daytime and not going to the barricades in the evening. It's the minimum amount, so that you go to the work and not to the barricades. If it's a little less, then maybe you'll go to the barricades. If it's a little more, then they have to give out of their, you know, pocket more. So really, work is work, right? But if we just work for money, then it's terrible. It's terrible. But if we work as a sacrifice for Krishna, see it as given by Krishna, and see it, and we use the body and whatever facilities in service of Krishna, then it becomes spiritualized. Yes.
I was wondering about that. It's not directly connected, but
Yes.
But they appear somehow more humble because they say, it's fine with me, there is more salary, I don't enjoy much, but I do this job, I get something and I go through life somehow. But devotees say, I don't want this, it's not enough. I mean, I want something more of life. And Prabhupada says that's intelligence, to see that you are not getting much from working and from all of this that Maya offers. I mean, that's the
definition of a materialist and spiritualist. Spiritualist is someone who says, I have enough money, but not enough spiritual advancement. Materialist, he says, I have enough spiritual knowledge. I love God. I am very pious. I have faith in God. But I need a little bit more, you know, for... So that's materialist and that's spiritual. Spiritualist says, I have enough money, not enough spiritual knowledge or wisdom. Materialist says, I have a lot of spiritual wisdom. Yes? You can see, you know, in India, I love God. Or, yes, I'm a spiritual person. And it's, you know, maybe they have some spirituality, but they say it's enough. But materially, I need to improve a little bit, or at least, you know, maintain it, you know. So that's the focus of the time. That's the difference. Okay? All right, so how to remember Krishna? Krishna helps us in the next text by giving us his qualities. Beautiful qualities. Text 9. Kavim purana manusha sitara manoraniyam samanusmaredya sarvasya dadaram achintya rupam aditya varnam damasa purastad. So... One should meditate upon the Supreme Person as the one who knows everything. Kavi. Kavi is philosopher or the sage. Kavi. As he who is the oldest. So the oldest. He was before everything. He is older even than your great-grandfather. He is older than Austro-Hungary. He is older than Europe. He is older than Earth. He's older than the universe. He's older than all the universes. But he's still young. He hasn't aged. Who is the controller? Who is the controller? Who is smaller than the smallest? So is he in microbes on my hand?
Yes.
My God. So, how many Krishnas are there in the... Or is it the same Krishna? But is he in every microbe?
Yes.
Wonderful, isn't it? Okay. Who is the maintainer of everything? Does everything include me?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, he's the maintainer of everything. Anushasita anuraniyam sarvasya dhataram. It's also Vishvambara, meaning of Vishvambara, name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is beyond all material conception? Beyond Achintya. Achintya Rupa. So Achintya, who is inconceivable, and who is always a person, Rupam, he has a form. He is luminous like the sun. So there is always sunshine in devotee's life. And he is transcendental, beyond this material nature. Tamasah parastat, transcendental. So he doesn't become old, he doesn't die, he is not separated. If it's a bad weather, it doesn't cancel his flights to... You know, if the road is covered with ice, it doesn't mean that there is no evening program because he couldn't come to the altar. It's good, no? Somebody has to be like that in the universe. Otherwise, the universe will not run. So, out of these, which would you like to remember always? Of these qualities, which quality do you like the most? And which quality
He's always a person. So what does it mean, he's always a person?
Okay, so you please try to practice this meditation. So this is a meditation with qualities of Krishna. So please practice this meditation, and you can combine it with the other meditation that is our homework. What is our homework?
Yeah, that Krishna is in her.
Okay? And we can combine this with these qualities. Which qualities? Krishna is what? Without looking.
He's the smallest.
Smallest.
The oldest.
Oldest.
Knows everything.
Luminous.
Person.
Vrhovni upravitel. Vrhovni upravitel. Maintainer of everything.
Beyond material.
Beyond material. Inconceivable. Inconceivable. Okay, very good. So, and... and try to remember more often about Krishna and his qualities and personality as we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa samudaya eva cha padatanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namaha. Hare Krishna. This is je to zelo uporabno za duhovno življenje. Za pisati svoje realizacije. So, prosim, zapišite svoje realizacije o videnju Krišne v vsakim. V njej in v njim. Petkrat na dan. Kakšne realizacije zvečer se lahko zapišete v ten dnevnik. A če ne imate dnevnika, to nekje kamorkoli se zapište te svoje realizacije. Ok?
Yes.